Anyway, welcome back, my friend, Chef and Fat Man, live from the Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. We are having so much fun here today. We're already in the holiday season, second weekend of the holiday season. We hope your holiday season is fantastic. And I got to tell you, we just had a wonderful sharing of information from Chef Taylor and the brisket and Hanukkah and all that kind of stuff. And then she did sweet potatoes, which is a very traditional Jewish delicacy, shall we say. And so now we flip to the Portuguese side of the holiday season with the always effervescent, the director extraordinaire, the head chef, the dynamo of delicious.
The chick in charge. That's all we need, the short and sweet.
Well, see, you can say that. I might be considered a sexist for saying that. But anyway, potatoes, mashed potatoes. I mean, mashed potatoes are such a part.
They are.
And it's not just the holidays, but the holidays, especially with turkeys and birds and fowl. But mashed buds are just a great comfort food.
They are. And I think that it's a big American tradition, no matter where you come from across the board, and especially no matter what culture you come from. By the time you get to the States and you've been here a year, you have eaten mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what to expect. And we celebrate it with all of our other holiday food. And, you know, I think everybody's got their own way of making it. But, you know, Kevin, you told me earlier, I love the tips that you picked up about the perfect potato because it's really easy to mess it up.
It is because people, they just say a potato.
Yep.
There are red potatoes, Yukon Golds, russets, like the baking potato is a russet. But I did not even know this. The russet potato is the number one for getting a creamy, perfect, less lumpy mashed potato.
That's right.
And another thing I didn't know about is you salt the water pretty heavily, but you don't peel the potatoes. I did not realize you don't peel the potatoes.
And too much work. No, just kidding.
Well, no, you eventually have to.
Yeah.
You eventually have to. Of course, with Yukon Gold, you can take a knife and scrape them off.
That's true.
But with the russet, you know. That's where you get those silicone mitts are real good for that. You can hold it and scrape. But anyway, the reasoning behind is that it keeps the starches in the potato. And I used to just basically use red potatoes, cut them up, peel them, cut them up when they were cooked, threw them in a KitchenAid mixer. I would throw in chunks of cold butter, cold milk, cheese, chives, little garlic. And, man, my mashed buds rocked. But they were always a little lumpy, a little inconsistent sometimes, but the flavor was always there. And I didn't know the science behind it. And then when once I learned the science, you want to heat the butter. You want to heat the half and half of the cream of the milk.
That's right.
I mean, those are just little things that you can do.
Well, and in addition to the science part of it, if you add anything cold to hot food, it's going to bring the temperature down. And you know, there's lots of things that I like at room temperature, but I like my mashed potatoes nice and hot and like right out of the oven or right off of the egg.
It really is. And you know, you have a recipe that you're going to talk about here in a few minutes that where you're actually doing it right on the egg. Once again, showing the versatility and the wonderment of the egg and what you can do. But those little tricks about keeping the starch in the potato. And because of that, when you add the warm milk and the warm butter, it slides off instead of incorporating in, so it allows the potato to mash easier and more consistent. And it was like, oh, my God, I tried it.
Oh,
wow. And then as chef, you would know there are things you can throw in there. I just use what I like. And people could do that. I know some people like sage. Some people like, you know. I just like a little garlic, but I love cheese in my mashed buds. I mean, that's a...
Yeah.
And what do you... Is there anything you add to your mashed buds that... to enhance the flavor? Yeah, to make it a little more flavorful. Because, honestly, the potato... And, by the way, a russet, Yukon Gold, red... Those are very healthy and not fattening at all. It's everything
Did
you put in them.
Yeah. I actually put a little buttermilk in my mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that sounds good.
And it'll give it a good flavor.
It gives it a nice little tang.
It does. And I didn't have any today, so I just put a couple of spoons of sour cream. which
is very along the
same lines as buttermilk. You know, it's got that little bit kind of
excellent.
It really makes it taste nice.
I like the buttermilk.
And you know, when you go to make this recipe at home too, another little tip is you want to make sure you don't over mash the potatoes, or if you're using something to kind of mash them for you, that it doesn't over mash, or else you're going to end up with a gummy mess.
And you know what the two best things to use? A potato masher or a ricer. Ricer's best.
Yeah.
Ricer gives you more consistency.
That's right.
But I mean, don't use a KitchenAid like I was doing, because I get, sometimes they come out very smooth, and so I leave them on there a little longer, then they come out creamier and creamier, and then pretty soon they were soup. So, yeah, just a regular potato masher, because then you can, I like both the masher and the ricer. I've got both. But what I like about the masher is you can still have little I like a little chunk in my mashed potato. It doesn't taste like it came out of a can or out of a bag. And, you know, you can even buy potatoes now that are cooked and quartered. But the whole potato, that's the way to go.
The whole potato.
So tell us about your amazing recipe you've got, because I saw people trying those and going, oh, my God.
So it's you want to make sure that you put the potatoes in the water cold. Like, you don't want to drop a cold potato in hot water. So bring it up to heat together. And these were put on the egg for probably 45 minutes to an hour.
And what kind of potatoes do you use? Very similar to a Yukon Gold.
Well, we used fingerling potatoes today.
They worked great.
They did.
And they peeled very easily.
They did. They absolutely did. And I actually did my peeling with my hands and with the potato masher, and it did just fine. I like my skins on my potatoes. I was brought up that way, and that's the way I like it.
See, now, I don't mind them either. I like the skins on, but the wife unit does not like, the wifely unit does not like the skins on the potatoes.
Yeah.
Every time she goes, did you peel the potatoes? No.
But you know what? If you're going to use a russet where it's got a thicker skin.
Yeah, you got to.
No, not necessarily. After it's cooked, slice it and dice it. That way the skin is cut up into smaller bite-sized pieces, and it won't get stuck in your masher.
Yeah, because that would be a nightmare.
That's tough.
That hide on a russet is tough.
Yeah, and you couldn't do a ricer with that. You would have to peel it for that.
But I like the Yukon Gold. But Sam's Club had a deal on a whole bag of russet, like a 10-15 pound bag for like $5. So now I've got a whole big bag of russet potatoes. So we're gonna have baked potatoes on Monday and mashed buds on Tuesday
and potato soup on Wednesday.
Potato leek soup.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
there we go. So tell us your recipe.
Okay. So you don't have to do anything fancy, or you can, but you know, I think that letting the food speak for itself goes a long way. So I'm a big fan of cheese. I'm a big fan of the sour cream. But other than that, I really like to do minimal parts of that and more where you can taste the potato. I'm a big fan of kosher salt versus iodized salt, because it soaks into the food. It enhances the flavor. Iodized salt just lays on top and tastes like salt.
And it's bad for you.
And we don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we needed it a long time ago, but now we don't need that iodine. So, so I smoked the potatoes on the egg, or roasted them on the egg, brought it off, and then I actually did it with my hands. I just mashed them with my hands and with I had bad success with my potato masher earlier. We were fighting when we were not off camera, but off mic. And, yeah, just mashed them with some warm butter. I melted the butter. And then I used a little bit of heavy cream and a little bit of milk. I was combining because the heavy cream was just too thick. And then I added a couple of big spoonfuls of sour cream. Put it in back into like a pan that I could put back on the egg. And then sprinkled cheddar cheese on top.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, tasty.
And you could add some parsley. You could add some I would add some paprika is another good thing you can add to it. Smoked paprika would be very good on that. I mean, there's just different things you can add. And just season it up. I love garlic in my mashed buds. Always have. There's not enough garlic in this world.
You know what else is good? I mean, like, we're talking about the holidays. Prime rib is real popular.
Yes.
If you make a horseradish cream using sour cream and, like, just a spoonful of fresh prepared horseradish, put that in your mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really good. And then you have your you have your horseradish, your potato, and your meat all together.
I'm telling you, this is the only show you can get so much information from right here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. And I got to tell you, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, what should we do when we come back?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's all about the holidays. And we may even have some information for you. But it's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. And there's no better place on earth to celebrate the good life. Like Le Cordon Green, we need to talk about classes upcoming.
Absolutely.
And it's...
Stay tuned.
Yep, that's it. I couldn't say it anymore.